Y'all gonna help me today, right? Because if y'all are just depending on me, you'll probably get absolutely nothing. I don't even depend on me. You better not depend on you. I may have to say some things that's a little hard this morning. But how many knows God loves us? His way's always the best way. And whatever he says, we just do it, right? That's what his mama told him, right? When they was needing some wine, she told him, whatever he says to you, just do it. How many knows that's the key to miracles? That's the answer to your problems. That's the healing to your body. Glory to God. Now, we was talking last week, the title was Holy Spirit Leading. And we talked quite a bit about what's not his leading, right? We talked about how that the Bible says that even if Satan himself transforms himself as an angel of the light, you know, no wonder that his ministers do too, right? And I told you last week that I don't care, because God speaks in many different ways. You can't just get it down that he's going to speak to you like this, because he speaks in many different ways. I mean, knows from the beginning to the end of the Bible, all different kinds of ways. Visions, dreams, leadings, bearing witness, right? Angels. So it doesn't matter what kind of an experience that you have, because a lot of people are overriding what was said that doesn't line up with the scriptures to their experience. And they follow that. I mean, we can't do that. I'm not saying your experience wasn't real. I didn't say it wasn't spiritual. How many knows that all spiritual is not God? Satan himself is a spirit. Now, so we was talking about Holy Spirit leading last week, and we're still going to be going down those lines, but I have a different title, and it's going to be a little different. So this morning, my title is The Same Church. I was praying this morning in the Holy Ghost, in other tongues. Listen, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost and you pray in other tongues, I would encourage you to set aside a time every day that you do just that. And if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost and you do not pray with other tongues, I would encourage you to seek God and be filled and pray in other tongues. You know, there's some that they believe that that was so for the Book of Acts church. We're the same church, just generations on down, right? There's nothing died out with the apostles. We still have apostles. We still have the fivefold ministry. We still have the Holy Ghost. We still have all the gifts. We still have other tongues, which we had them all in the Old Testament. How many knows speaking with other tongues is to the New Testament church? And the Bible says over in the book of Jude, he says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying what? In the Holy Ghost. We are so limited. There's not a one of you in this room that can tell me exactly that you know, unless the Spirit of God told you what's going to be the second you walk out of those doors this morning. Some might not would even make it to the red light. You know what I'm saying? He knows everything about everything and everything about everybody all at one time. I know nothing as I should. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, it says, howbeit the Spirit himself, King James says itself, he's not an it, right? We went over that. Holy Spirit is a him. He's a person. He's part of the deity of the Godhead, right? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And he knows everything. And according to Scripture, God is in heaven, right? Sitting on his throne. According to Scripture, Jesus himself is sitting at his right hand, right? But the Holy Ghost is here in me and you. If you've been born again, now you need the Holy Ghost after you've been born again and he's come within. Now you need him upon. So if you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost and do not speak with other tongues, I would encourage you to seek God. The Bible talks about us being evil. Give good gifts to our children, right? He said, how much more would the Father give the Holy Ghost to those who ask him? All you got to do is ask, believe, and receive. It is for every born-again believer. He is for every born-again believer today. And how many? It takes faith to pray in other tongues. That's why he says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith. praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it takes faith to exercise it. I mean, a lot of times it sounds like a bunch of baby gibberish. I heard something this morning when I was praying in other tongues. It's like I could just, when I say heard, I don't mean I heard a voice. Most of the time you don't hear God in a voice. You hear him in many different ways. But it's like I could just feel God's heart this morning, seemed like, on this matter. And it's like I could hear some of God's people, or a lot of them, saying, where is the power of the book of Acts, church? And it's like I could just sense the Lord saying, where is the dedication from my people that was in the book of Acts, church? There, God doesn't have a problem with his power. Hello? According to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, he said, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. Right? He never changes. His word, every time you pick it up, it will say the same thing. And if you're growing and developing, how many knows the Holy Spirit will bring you revelation of the same word you've been reading for 30 years? We need to develop our spirits. What do I mean by that? I didn't know you're supposed to. Yes, you are. See, you get born again. The Bible talks about babes in Christ. You get born again like you're a newborn baby in Christ. But how many knows you can stay that baby for 50 years? The way you grow and develop your spirit is you feed your spirit. It's just like in the natural. If you're going to grow and to develop the way that you should, then how many knows you got to eat the right food? Right? Not just lay on the couch and eat a bunch of donuts. There's very little nutritional value in donuts. Thank you, Johnny. I know y'all not going to agree with that. I eat donuts too many of them. That's why I'm fat, one reason. But anyway, we won't get on all of that, right? But if you're going to grow and develop in your spirit, the first thing you got to do is you got to feed your spirit. The Bible says man shall not live by, Jesus himself said it, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God shall man live. And he's quoting Deuteronomy, so that's twice that he said it, right? So we have to feed our spirit, man. That means we're going to have to read the word of God, and not just read it, study it. There's some people that you're listening to 6 and 7 sermons a day, and it's doing you very little good. You'd be better off to listen to one over and over. I'm talking about with the leading on it. Don't just listen to anything. Get a leading and go find it. And listen to it over and over and over, and do it and do it and do it. Oh, y'all getting real quiet. See, it's not about how much you hear. The Bible talks about in James, you can be a hearer and a hearer and a hearer and a hearer and a hearer, but you better start doing what you heard. So if you're listening to 6 and 7 sermons a day, how much of that are you actually doing? And see, if you're going to develop your spirit, man, and be strong in your spirit, you got to feast on the Word of God, then you got to work out. You got to do what you heard. The Bible says in James, if you're a hearer only and you don't do, now you become deceived and you're self-deceived. So a lot of times you would be better off to listen to one that you got a leading about and hear it and get it in your spirit until you become a doer of that word. And then move on. Oh boy, it's going over real well. But see, we must develop our spirits or we'll stay those babies. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us all the time. All the time. Let's look at, let me read this first. My glasses on here. Over in, I won't read it, I'll just quote it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. It says, Jesus Christ the same. Quoted you the scripture about God, he's the same, he don't change, right? What pleases him doesn't change. What doesn't please him doesn't change. His ways doesn't change. Culture changes, People changes. Church may change. Oh, help us, Jesus. See, we got a problem a lot of times at church. We want God to do all these wonderful things, but we don't want to spend about an hour and a half at church. That's the problem. Because see, the culture and the day and age that we live in, we want fast everything. If we pull up to McDonald's and it says fast food, you better have it out here in 3 seconds, buddy, or that's not fast food. Come on. How many know God doesn't have instant anything? We got instant pudding. Right? Throw it in a box, put some milk, stir it up, ma'am. Throw it in a pie and you made a pie. Really? I didn't know pie. Granny makes a pie. Right? You make a pie, don't you, Granny? Y'all know what she's saying, though, anyway. It's not instant. God's not instant. We have to spend time with Him. It wasn't out of a box, though. You know, and people would say, you know, well, you know, I just don't think it takes all that long in church, you know, and that preacher, he's just so long-winded. Well, I find one in the Bible that he was so long-winded, and I don't know if the dude stayed up too late the day before, worked too long, I don't know. But the Apostle Paul preached all night, and he's sitting in the window, and he got sleepy, fell asleep, and fell out and died. The Apostle Paul stopped his preaching, goes down there, prays for him, whatever. He says, oh, he's okay. Takes him back up and starts preaching again. Did he not? And today our preachers are way too long-winded. See, God said there's nothing wrong with His power. There's a problem with the dedication of His people. So when we get there, I wonder if y'all going to say, Paul, why was you so long-winded, preacher? Oh, help us, Jesus. But He said, Jesus said, it says of Jesus, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. Right? I heard that this morning. We are the same church. He is the same God. We have the same Jesus. We have the same Holy Ghost, right? With the same power. The problem is not the Holy Ghost. The problem is not God. There's not one word of God void of power, the Bible says, right? We have the same, we actually don't have the same word. We actually have more word. The book of Acts, they didn't have all this. They didn't have the book to the Ephesians. Right? They wasn't no Ephesians church yet. Colossians, they didn't have all that. They had the Moses and all of that other stuff, Deuteronomy and all that. They had to live by the power of God and the leading of the Holy Ghost to determine what to do, how to do. If we have time, which we probably won't to because it's already 15 after. See what I'm talking about. That I read in the book of Acts to where it rose up and they was wondering, what do we do about these Gentiles that's getting saved? Y'all remember that, right? God, and through a vision, sent Peter over there to Cornelius' house. Y'all remember that? And the Bible says the Holy Ghost fell on them. They were shocked. This stuff wasn't written. Hadn't been done before. Well, then their contention arose. How many know sometimes contention arises in the church? In the body of Christ. So what'd they do? They gathered all the leaders and they had a meeting. Well, some was saying, you know, we think they should live just like we do according to the law of Moses. They should be circumcised. They should go through the same rituals and things that we had to go through. But, according to Scripture, Peter stood up. And he began to bear testimony about Cornelius. About, y'all remember these scriptures, right? About how God, through a vision, sent him over there to Cornelius' house. And as he preached, the Holy Ghost fell upon them, right? And they was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Well, then while he's talking, now they all got the same Holy Ghost. If you've been born again, we have the same Holy Ghost in us that they had in them, right? He's the same. He does the same. He has not changed. So while Peter's talking, now just get this with me, imagine this. They're sitting there, and while he's talking, the Holy Ghost that's in each one of them is saying, "That's right. That's right. Sure did. I believe that." Then according to Scripture, right after him, James gets up, and he begins to talk about the Scriptures, right? How what God was going to do to and through the Gentiles. Y'all remember that? They got the same Holy Ghost. And while James is talking, the same Holy Ghost that's in them is said, "That's right. That's what the Word says." You know what they all came up with? Y'all don't remember? They said, "Okay, seems good to us and the Holy Ghost that we lay nothing on them about being circumcised and the law and all this other stuff." Right? Y'all remember that, right? Well, if we have time, we'll get into it another time. Or y'all can go home and you can read it and you can study it. Do you know that could have caused a church split right there? And a lot of times it does today. You know why? Not listening to that in here. Do you know you have a seamer and it's right here? It's right here. It's your spirit. In the book of Luke, chapter 1, Luke said the reason why he wrote the account, the book of Luke, he said it seemed good. Y'all go read it for yourself. That's what he said. Now listen, you've got the book of Luke that's going to go down through all generations, and he didn't know that at the time. But he felt inspired to write it. It seemed good to him. Where did it seem good? In his head? No. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, don't it, Monty? Yeah. He said that a bunch of times here. Well, if all Scripture is given by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, how many knows he's going to bear witness with that word? Why? Because he inspired man to write it. Well, he inspired Luke too, but it doesn't say that. Luke said, "It seemed good to me." That's the leading you need to be looking for. The Bible talks about it's a bearing witness. At all times, we should be looking for that witness. Because, see, before I get born again, unless I got a demon, there's just me in here. Once I get born again, according to Scripture, I get the Holy Ghost within. Right? He comes in me. Now there's two of us on the inside of here. The Bible says he bears witness with the truth, right? He is the Spirit of truth. God said, "My word." Jesus said, "Your word, O God, is truth. Sanctify them through thy word, for thy word is truth," right? The Holy Spirit's going to bear witness with the word. He's going to bear witness with the truth. What's that mean, bear witness? Seems good to me and the Holy Ghost. And when I don't get that seems good to me and the Holy Ghost, there's a problem. And the problem's not ever with him. See, y'all remember me telling you the story back there when I was going to do that TV and that Netflix thing. I'm looking for a bearing witness on the inside of me at all times. I look for it. And the best way I can describe it is kind of like, y'all ever seen people or ever used one of those metal detectors? You know, you hold it over the ground. You can't see what's there. So you hold it over the ground and it goes beep, 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 beep. And the closer you get to metal, it'll go beep, 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 beep. That's what I'm talking about. It's the same way on the inside of you. That the closer you get to what he's saying, to what he's telling you, to what he's wanting you to do or whatever, it's going to go beep, 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 beep. And then it's like, seem good to us in the Holy Ghost. You get what I'm telling you? You need to learn to do this at all times over everything. People think I'm a little weird sometimes because I do this over what me and Scotty wears to church. Why? We're leadership. It matters what we wear. And I don't care if you like it or you don't. Because you know what? If the Holy Ghost likes it, I like it, my husband likes it, you don't like it, you're the odd man out. Because the Bible tells us to dress a certain way. Wouldn't be good if I come in here and I'm hanging out all over the place. Which ain't nobody trying to say that anyway, but I'm just saying. Y'all can quit laughing. I ain't even trying to say all that. But anyway, y'all don't get me off on all that. Well, you know what? It's no different for me, for you, than it is for me. The Bible says women. Don't that include every woman? Yeah. Means women. Females. Dress moderately. Well, I mean, the Holy Ghost has a definition of moderately that some people don't have moderately. You can tell because they're hanging out. And how many knows people shouldn't have to fight that when they come to the house of the Lord? And I tried to help young women with that, young ladies or whatever, and a lot of times they don't like that. Gosh, I'm not going to get on that. I don't care. Anyway, let's go back to what I'm talking about here and get off of that. But my point to the whole thing is, I don't care if it's what you wear, where you go. Right? See, if we will practice doing it, and when I'm say this, you got to look inside. And you might think, how do I look inside? Your mind, you can focus your mind wherever you choose to. It is the connection. When I say look for that bearing witness, you got to look down in here. When you pray, don't pray and be looking out here. Set your focus, your attention on right in here. Why? That's where he is. Don't be looking for something to come to this. A lot of times, whatever comes to this will be contrary to what you're getting right here. And it'll make no sense to this right up here. And how many knows we're not supposed to be led by sense or reason? Reason. Absolutely not. We're to be led by the Spirit. And the Spirit leads us on the inside. That's where he is. Amen? So when you're looking for that bearing witness or that lead, don't try to hear a voice. Do you hear me? Don't try to hear a voice. He's not always going to speak to you through a voice. Sometimes it's just an impression. All right, let's go on here. Trying to figure out where I want to go here. All right, let me say this. According to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says how God anointed Jesus. Right? Y'all remember that. He was baptized in the River Jordan. The Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove, right? According to the book of Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost descended upon them, but in a different form. Cloven tongues of fire, right? He appears in many different ways, but he does the same thing. But according to Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, he said, and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Right? Well, then according to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we are to be anointed with the same Holy Ghost and the same power. Amen? See, a lot of the church, a lot of the... we are too theological. I'm not talking to you, so don't they look for an interpretation on that. We're too theological. We're too heady. We're too scripture-minded. See, some of that just went crosswise with what y'all think. That's okay. The Holy Ghost is always in line with Scripture. Scripture without the Holy Ghost on it will do you no good. It's like reading the newspaper. We're too heady. We're too theological. See, it does no good if I get up here and I just read the Bible and the Holy Ghost is not on it and he's not in it. You know what we get? A bunch of head knowledge. It does you no good. It's no good if you can, I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. We've been over this before. It's not in how many scriptures you can quote. It's what scripture is the Holy Ghost speaking to you right now. I told Scotty, I don't need Facebook. I don't need to get on Facebook, Instagram, or nothing else for somebody to tell me what the Holy Ghost is saying to me. You better not either. A lot of this is ruining Christians. And I'm not saying anything's wrong with Facebook, Instagram, or none of that. But sometimes our technology and our theology and our doctrine and our traditions and our denominations is in the way of the power of the Holy Ghost. Don't read the Bible with your denomination, with your traditions, with your thoughts and your theology. Ask the Holy Spirit before you read, enlighten the eyes of my understanding, Holy Spirit. Give me revelation as only you can. Help me to see what is there beyond the veil. Right? He is the only one that can. And when we don't have Him, all we have is knowledge. According to Scripture, knowledge without the love of God, it just puffs up. I don't want that. You don't want that. The Bible talks about there's people. They have a form of godliness. They go to church every now and then. They read their Bible like a house of fire, but they have no power. Well, I've just got through reading how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Acts chapter 1:8 says, Jesus Himself said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But we want to leave Him out. And go get 10 jobs to get prosperity. When He could give you one word that you could be like you won the lottery. One word from Him could change and would change your life forever. But see, the devil in the flesh, that's the way it is. I don't want to spend no time with God. I got to do this and I got to do that. I was thinking about it this morning, you know. That song, I can't think of the name, maybe the name of the song. It says, we got dusty Bibles and brand new iPhones and wonder why we feel like we feel. Hello? Are we really more busier, Johnny, than what they was then? Do y'all realize when you think back, they had to, if they had meat, they had to hunt. Come on now. Y'all ever been deer hunting before? You know how long you can sit out there? Your pastor just completely gave up deer hunting. Built him a deer stand one year, bought him a deer gun, and boy, he's going to deer hunt. He's going to be a man, and he's going to deer hunt. Did you last 20 minutes? Because he is just not one of them that can be. How many knows that a lot of times when you're out, you may be spending time with God while you're doing that. See, it's not that we're busier. We busy ourselves with a lot of stuff. And we're too full to be hungry for Him. This came up this morning. Does your kids and your grandkids really need to be in 15 different sports and events? I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I had Travis play football one year, toughen him up. He was an only child. I see kids today, they're 3 and 4 years old with little cheerleading outfits, and we got to go practice every day after school and all this other stuff. You see what I'm busy? Is it really going to matter that all of this stuff, be careful that all of this stuff is just not busying us. We don't have time to sit down at the table as a family and talk about our day anymore because we on our way and we got to zip through McDonald's and get us something to eat on the way to practice and miss church. And all the while, the Holy Ghost, God is saying, come spend time with me. See, we say we love Him. Listen, I'm talking to people all over the world. I'm not just talking to us here. We say we love Him and we spend no time with Him. Or we give Him a little 20, 30 minutes here and a little snack of our one chapter a day. Are you serious? See, He says there's nothing wrong with His power. Go read the book of Acts. And when you're reading it, point out, make a note, every time, every place that it says, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost moved, the Holy Ghost bore witness. You'll see it over and over. That really probably should have not have been called the book of Acts of the Apostles. It probably would have been good to call that the book of Acts of the Holy Ghost. Because it is Him that is showing up page after page after page after page. He's saying, He's moving, He's doing. But what you will realize whenever you read that book, they're hoarded up together. They're seeking Him. They're praying. They're fasting. They're giving. They're one. One purpose. One mind. One accord. To seek God. To do His will. Right? The Bible says they ministered at different places to the Lord. How many people don't even know nothing about ministering to the Lord? We want Him to minister to us all the time. But do you know that you can minister to Him? Yeah. And He likes that. Who in this room don't like attention? Some of you more than others. Now, I'm telling you. God likes attention. It's not because of His ego. And do you realize the more attention we give Him, the better off we are ourselves? You can't get in His presence and not be changed and rearranged. The Bible says that He gives the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. But how many knows you can carry that spirit of heaviness? You can work out your own problems. We got people today, you can't get to Sunday school because you got to go through McDonald's and get your biscuit. But you know what? You can look in these people's lives, and mine too, wherever you get, and you see the results of people's dedication to the Lord. Because see, it's not that He has favorites. He's trying to move, He's speaking to, He's trying to do all the time. But Travis was telling me something the other day about, I think it was y'all and him that Beth with kids was going somewhere or whatever, and I think you was saying Johnny or Hay or something other, and Beth said, "Babe," Travis turned around. Is that right? Yeah. All she said was one word, "Babe." They didn't hear anything until Beth said that. Why is that? He's been hearing that same voice for what, about 17 years now? That same voice. Do you know the Bible says that we are His sheep and we hear His voice? But if you don't spend time with Him, you're not going to know it's His voice talking to you. See, the more that you spend time with Him and you obey that you're getting at the time, it'll get easier every time. And it's always going to have to be by faith. Ain't that what He told Abraham? Go get up, get out of here. Go to the country that I'm going to show you. What Abraham did? Well, God, you know, I need this and I need that and I need you to tell me where I'm going to end. That's where a lot of Christians are today. And it does not please God and you'll get nowhere with that. But if whatever He tells you, you get up, you get out there, you get on the highway and He'll tell you, turn left right here. Well, I don't know about this, you know. They say this is not a good... Turn left right here. Just turn left. Most of the time, God never lays out a full plan. He will give you a little bit, and as you obey that, you'll get another little bit. The Bible says, walk in the light as He is in the light, right? And you will not walk in darkness. Why? The Bible says in Proverbs that He has ordered footsteps of the Lord for us, right? So as we walk in the light, obeying what we believe that we're getting from Him, that step, we go to take a next step, it illuminates. It gets brighter. We see light in His light. Amen? All right, let's see here. Let's go to Romans 8. Just to give you a little scripture on what I was saying there. Romans Verse 13 says, King James, for if you live after the flesh, what's that mean? You got people right now, you got to go to bed at 6 o'clock because your flesh ruled. Hello, y'all going to help me or not? Got to be in the bed by 6, 7, or 8. Why? Your flesh ruled. What about when Paul was preaching all night? Well, sorry, Paul, we can't stay, you know. I mean, I got to be in the bed by so-and-so, or I just can't make it. Your flesh ruled. Your body is telling you what you going to do. We can't go to church, God. We can't hear you. We can't be involved, God, because we got to have this. Can't fast, God, because you know now my blood sugar just drops, and I just can't make it now to fast. I've had people that's diabetic, and I've been a diabetic before, so I understand. They tell me, say something about, I can't fast, I'm a diabetic, I just can't do it, you know, my blood sugar, I passed out, blah, 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 blah. And I asked them, what's your favorite food? And one, she told me, meat. I said, okay. I said, you do this, fast from meat for a week. Don't eat no kind of meat, period. See, there's always something you can do. But this head, the flesh, will tell you, no, I can't. I just can't. I got to be in the bed. I can't. I got to have it. But see, if my God is my belly, don't the Bible talk about that? Then I can't and won't fast. My appetites will rule me. Now, I'm not just talking about food either. Now, I get hungry too. But how many knows? Fasting can actually help you to hear God better. It's not to make God do something. You don't make God do anything. He does according to His will and His good pleasure. And He works within us to do that, right? But fasting a lot of times is kind of like a radio that's off of the station. That you start fasting, and I'm not just talking about doing without food while you work. And I mean, God, what sinner can't do that? Hello? Don't they? Yeah. Got to lose a few pounds, so we just won't eat. That's not fasting for the Lord. While you're fasting, read your Bible and pray as much as you possibly can. But it can help you discipline yourself. It's kind of like a lot of times it's like tuning your radio station. You can hear it, but the words are not plain. Y'all ever had a radio like that? What do? You reach up there and you tune the dial. A lot of times that's what fasting can help you do. You may be hearing Him and not quite sure. Fast. The Bible also talks about Jesus told him, he said, the reason why you can't hear, he says, because you're fat, dull of hearing. Be led when you fast. What do I mean by that? Ask the Holy Spirit, why do I need to fast? Because I can tell you, you don't know. You can think you know, but you don't really know. I've thought before, I've been going to fast before, thought I needed to fast because I'm acting ugly. I'm being rude. I'm being short. How many knows that's not love, according to 1 Corinthians 13? So I thought, I need to fast. Well, so I'm fixing to go on a fast or whatever. And just in here, I don't hear a voice, but I know it. You don't need to fast. You need to yield to love. How many knows I don't care if I fasted 40 days. If I don't yield to love when the opportunity arises, ain't nothing changing. Fasting can help me yield to the love of God, but until I make the choice to yield to the love of God, fasting's not going to make me do it. So I didn't go on a fast, and I chose and started yielding to the love of God, and things changed, and I got to eat. Win-win situation there, wasn't it? He knows everything. But you can get dull of hearing when you notice yourself that you get dull of hearing. You hear and you hear and you hear and nothing means nothing to you. Nothing's sticking out to you. Nothing like that. You need to fast and pray. Why? You're getting dull of hearing. Fasting can sharpen you up. We need to be sharp and quick in the Spirit. Amen? Let's see here. Oh, yeah. I was going to read this Romans. But he says, for if you live after the flesh, and what he means is that you yield to the flesh, whatever your flesh is telling you. You can't go to church because you got to be in the bed at a certain time. And your life is reflecting that. Do you get it? Your results is your dedication to the Lord. There's not a problem with Him. He says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Not talking about necessarily physically always, but he's talking about your spiritual life. But if you through the Spirit do mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So the sons of God are supposed to be led by the Holy Spirit. Every time you read, you see the word Spirit in your thinking, translate that Holy Spirit. See, sometimes there's a disconnect. Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, all the same person that they're talking about. He says, for you have not received the Spirit or the Holy Spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit or the Holy Spirit of adoption. He says, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Notice this. The Spirit itself, I don't like that translation. The Amplified puts it the right way. He says there, the Spirit himself, because we know he is a him, thus testifies together with our own spirit, assuring us that we are the children of God. The King James says, the Spirit itself or himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How many knows if he bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God, we've been born of God, he bears witness with everything else in our lives. If it's truth, he'll bear witness to it. If it's the will of God, he'll bear witness to us with it. I got to read you this before we run out of time. I ain't got but a few minutes left. Here in, let's see what I want. Oh. God, there's so much. I want to read all of them. Let's just go over there to John 14. Let's read this right quick. Probably many of us could quote it. But how many knows if something's real to you and somebody starts preaching or teaches on it, it just fires your wood up. If it ain't, it's like, I've been knowing that for 15 years. And it's still doing you no good 15 years later. Now, let's go over to Acts chapter 16. I'm sorry. Acts chapter 16, and I'm going to start reading in verse 5. It says, and so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of what? Forbidden of the Holy Ghost. What's that mean? On the inside of them, they have a not bearing witness. We would call it a lot of times today, you ever heard this saying, I was arrested by the Holy Ghost. Or he arrested me. What's that mean? That's kind of like you're walking and all of a sudden you get a bam. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But it's on the inside of you. It says they were forbidden. Now see, the Bible says, Jesus told them, y'all go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? To every creature, every nation. Okay? But then right here, he's telling them, it says, and we were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Don't let your head get in the way when you get a no. Did you hear what I said? Because he don't explain it to them here. Most of the time, he's not going to explain it to me and you either. Just when you get a stop, a no, a forbidding, just stop. Why? You don't have to know everything. That's what faith is. It trusts. It leans on. It relies on when I don't know. But I know the one that does know. And when I obey him, it will be well with me. It will be well with you. Let's go on here. So they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed or thought it good or whatever, to go into Bithynia. But notice what he says. But the Spirit, or you could say the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, what? Suffered them not. Here, they didn't get, they're going this direction and they get a no, a forbidden, on the inside, right? You would have to add to the scriptures to say they heard a voice. Don't say that, does it? Where do you think he's talking about they were forbidden? On the inside of them. Well, then now you're getting it here that it says the Holy Spirit or the Spirit suffered them not. They was going this direction, they got it forbidden. They turned, they started trying to go this direction, and they're looking on the inside all the time, and they get, the Holy Spirit suffered us not. He would not allow us to go. What's that mean? He ain't taking up with us. He's not going with us, right? You can tell the difference. I am on my own. I got to finish reading this, and I got to stop. He goes on and he says here, but the Spirit suffered them not. It says, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, from Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So here Paul gets a vision, and how many knows that vision's lining up with what he's getting on the inside, and it's a go. Right? It is the same thing for me and you today. So we need to always be looking on the inside. Don't look on the outside. The devil in your own flesh gets involved in the outside. But he can't get involved on the inside. Does anybody have anything they would like to share or say anything quickly before we close?